This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, May 16th. Well, we had a big week last week with the wheat market finally surging higher, getting a bullish crop report on top of it, and the markets reacting strongly to it and holding those gains. And on Friday, we continued to push higher. So every single wheat contract, futures contract across all three markets, except for Chicago front month July, has pushed into new highs, new contract highs, and taken out those spike highs from early March when Russia invaded Ukraine. So this was one of the targets we were looking for in this time window of early May, right around the crop report, for the markets to retest those highs. Logically, Chicago would have been the leader, but because of the drought situation in the U.S. plains, Kansas City has taken over some leadership. And Minneapolis, of course, with the rain delays across the northern plains, has also taken some leadership. So those two markets have been the ones pushing to the upside, where Chicago kind of has been the laggard. So when you look at the July contract itself in Chicago, you're looking at a market that's getting close to retesting those highs, but we're not quite there. And then on the weekly chart, Chicago actually still is a fair amount away from those spike highs. We're still about a couple bucks away from those highs, whereas Kansas City and Minneapolis have pushed into new highs. Now, as of Friday, Kansas City was basically just barely above those early March highs. Minneapolis was way above those highs, and Chicago was well below those highs. Now, over the weekend, you may have already heard that India announced that they are going to be shutting off exports of wheat, with a few caveats in there. Number one, it's retroactive. They can cancel sales that are already on the books, which is a big deal. And obviously, considering that many of these countries were pretty desperate anyway to be buying Indian wheat for food use, that just kind of underscores how tight wheat supplies are around the world, that they would buy pretty low quality Indian wheat. But on the other hand, it also, the other caveat is that India still will allow exports for food, world food security issues. They've already sold 500,000 tons to Egypt. Egypt is the world's largest importer. Obviously, they kind of set the tone as far as world price. And mostly, Egypt buys wheat from the Black Sea and primarily from Russia. Well, Russia's got sanctions. Ukraine, of course, we all know that story. So India was going to become kind of the pressure release valve of world wheat supplies. And now, a couple weeks ago, the rumors started swirling about production wasn't as big as India thought they'd be. What are they going to do about exports? They could actually become a net importer. So there was already quite a bit of chatter in the market about India's capacity to export wheat. The market kind of figured they would hone in around 5 million tons. They'd already sold 3 million, or actually had already exported 3 million tons. Now it's pretty much they're shutting it off except for those who really need it. So the market session opened sharply higher. We quickly went limit up. Coming out of the night session now, we're still up strong, but we're not limit. We've got Chicago up 50, and Kansas City's also up 50. Minneapolis is up about 45. So this is, I think, going to be a critical day. You've got a big gap higher on top of a market that was already accelerating. We're in that blow-off top phase of the market. And this is the chart formation that I've talked about kind of ad nauseum, I will admit, and I apologize for that. But when you have these big markets, just like we saw in 2008, where the market just goes up and up and up, you look for the acceleration and the collapse, because the downside will be as dramatic as the upside. And I think we're in that acceleration. We're in the capitulation. And this gap, you know, sharp, big gap higher today, if the market doesn't close well, it could even still be higher, but if you close at the low end of the range, I think the market is telling us that it's done. This was kind of the last really unknown, the big unknown, as far as bullish fundamentals in the market. Now, what would happen with India? We're pretty much baked in what we can expect for production for hard red winter wheat in the United States. The crop tours this week starts today. We'll get the, you know, a pretty good ability to hone in on what production will be here in the U.S. In Europe, dry conditions have helped propel European prices higher, which obviously support ours. The forecast for the next 2 weeks actually calls for a great deal of rain to come into the key areas. France looks like they're going to get a lot of rain. Germany, Italy, these are the dry regions. So, you know, I think the market's kind of stalling out as far as reacting to weather problems in Europe. In North Africa, Middle East, there too. You know, we're well into the growing season. I think the market is pretty aware of what production losses are there. So my point is, where are you going to continue to get that bullish news to feed this market, especially at such lofty levels, and especially with harvest kicking into full gear here in the United States in 2 weeks? I just don't see it. This is what I'm looking for this time of year, this time of May. It's a very strong seasonal tendency for the markets to put in highs. And we are in an acceleration, capitulation, I think a blow-off top as we speak. And I think that selling into this market is the prudent thing to do. If I'm wrong and the market keeps going higher, you've still sold at nearly all-time high prices, and you can't beat yourself up about that. You can beat me up if you want, but don't beat yourself up. This is a massive selling opportunity for at least the short to medium term. Now, I've talked quite a bit the last few weeks about I would expect harvest lows to be relatively shallow, but even, you know, a small percentage is still a pretty big drop. But I would look more for around mid-June to carve out these harvest lows, and then we get into the heart of the growing season for the row crops. And then we focus more on corn and soybeans here in the United States, and kind of wrapping up the growing season for wheat in the Northern Hemisphere. The Black Sea looks fine. Plenty of moisture, good crop conditions across Russia for sure. Ukraine, God love them, they're getting the crop in. They're over 70% planted. We don't expect to have normal plantings, but nevertheless, they are in the field. And so far, weather conditions look pretty decent. In fact, for Russia, even though USDA has them at 80 million ton production estimate, which is a big number, they are estimating 87. So, you know, you could potentially see a massive crop coming out of Russia. And what are they going to do with it? If the sanctions are still on as they get into the new crop marketing year, then I would imagine they're going to use every tactic they can to push it into the black market. And it's going to come at some pretty discounted prices. And considering the cost of wheat around the world, I would say there's going to be a lot of buyers waiting for it. So, you know, and if the war ends, I think the bull market probably ends. Because Russia has quite a bit left over from last year's crop, and they're looking at a huge crop here. Eventually, they're going to be back in the market. And you can't, I don't think the WTO or the world could, you know, with a good conscience say we can't accept Russian wheat when the world is short of wheat and food prices are at all-time highs. Putin needs to be gone, but I think once the sanctions are lifted, it's Katie bar the door for wheat supplies hitting the world markets. We have to be prepared for that. For right now, I really do think we are putting in a major high, and probably today, because we're not locked limit up. We were limit shortly on the early in the night session, and then the market sold off. So it's trading. There's no panic going on here. So I think that anything that needs to be done on either the bull or the bear side is getting done. And I just think that given the timing, given the price action, given the chart formations, we are, if not today, we're very, very close to putting in an all-time high in wheat. And these are excellent selling opportunities. If you have old crop, get it gone. New crop, get it priced. And start pricing 2023, 2024, as far out as you can go. Get some sales on the books to take advantage of this huge price rally. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.